Welcome, hustlers, players, and squares. You are now tuned in to the W. James Dennis Podcast. All things game, all the time. Sit back and soak it up. WJamesD.com. Now, let's get in motion.
And I hope you guys got some questions. If you don't, that's cool. Maybe something I'll say will spark some questions. Who keeps dropping? So, I mean, we've all gone through ups and downs and trials with women. And a question I often ask when I teach this stuff is, we as men, we have a very strong desire to understand women. We just do. And women are the same way. They also have a strong desire to understand men. Now, me personally, when I think back, my very first crush, that was between fourth and fifth grade. It was the summertime. A girl named Amanda. And that's when I first knew that, you know, there's something very special about women. As I got older, like many of you, you know, you have your experiences with women, and most of mine weren't very good. I had a fiance. My first fiance was going to be a shotgun wedding. So if you don't know what that is where you get the girl pregnant, and if you don't marry her, the pops is going to shoot your head off with a shotgun. So that was my first fiance. Now, she was a very beautiful girl. She really was. So I didn't mind marrying her, but I was, what, 18 at the time? She was 16. And she actually lied because she wasn't pregnant. So that caused a lot of chaos for that type of relationship. And eventually, you know, we split. She got pregnant by some dude. She was still in high school. She got pregnant by some football player dude. And I just remember being over the phone with her. I'm in my parents' house, in the kitchen, on the phone, and I'm cussing her out. Very emotional. Very emotional. Cussing her out. I'm calling her all type of names and whatnot. And she's just sitting there like, well, that's just what happens, and that's okay, and, you know, that's how it goes, and, you know, you should have been a better man, and all that other stuff, and she's playing it cool, and if I could have strangled her that day, I would have, you know what I'm saying? So, that was one incident, and there was another incident after that with another young lady. Her name was Swan. I'll save you the story, but after the little Swan incident, I started looking back at my relationships with women, and I was like, there got to be a better way, man. I cannot see myself continuing on in my life in this capacity with women. So, you know, gentlemen, I'm not smarter than you. I may not be more attractive than you. I may not have more money than you. The only thing that separated me from the average male is that I knew there was a problem. I recognized it, and I went to go find a solution. I went to go seek out a solution. And there is a solution to the problem. And when we talk about game, what we're talking about, the game comes down to understanding human psychology, both from a male perspective, our perspective, and the woman's perspective. It's understanding the nature of women. And this macking, and for those of you that want to actually go fully into a mac lifestyle, get with me some other time. I'm not going to talk about too much about macking, because that is a very peculiar lifestyle, very particular lifestyle. And there's some extra game, but we're just generally in this class just going to talk about some general manhood stuff. And I'm going to bring up some MAC principles and concepts that I would urge you to take on, the mindset, the perspective, to make you more effective, because the stuff works. It was figured out hundreds of years ago by men much wiser than myself. And the stuff still works to this day. So, going back to our question, you know, why do we have such a strong desire to understand women? And it really has nothing to do with the woman. It has to do with us as men, because our greatest need as men is the need of admiration. What is admiration? Admiration is feeling respected for your ideals, being respected for your goals, being respected as a man, being respected for your dreams, being respected for your decisions. And we naturally have this desire, and we look to fulfill this desire from people that we care about. So that could be family, friends, your girl, of course, your woman. And It is that one thing, that greatest need of a man, that is also his biggest weakness because of the way he thinks. This is all mental. All game is mental. Every layer of the game is mental. Every layer of the game is mental. This is all mental. Never look outside of yourself to fulfill that greatest need of yourself. You have to respect your ideals. You have to respect your goals. You have to respect where you're going. You need to respect yourself as a man first. When that happens, when you fully come into that, anybody, male or female, that comes across you, they will be more likely to give you that admiration. And what's funny is they'll give you that, but you're not even really seeking it at that point anymore. So the capacity to be a man is already in us, period. You're born, you have an X and Y chromosome. You're already halfway there. And like I said in the Max Bible, man, you just have to take this stuff off of you, all this garbage that you picked up, all the stuff that we learned, how to be a man, what being a man is. It's a bunch of crap. So I know when I grew up, if you're around my age, you know, we grew up on The Simpsons, Family Matters, King of Queens, Everybody Loves Raymond, all those shows, man. And in those shows, the man is all stupid. He's slow. He's irresponsible. He doesn't make concrete decisions. His woman barely respects him. You know, and whether you realize it or not, consciously, you look at it as entertainment. Subconsciously, your mind is picking up something else. And this starts to formulate how you relate to women. You think women need to be impressed. You think women, you got to have a lot of money to impress women, or you got to look a certain way to impress women, or you got to be very fit to impress women. You know, and none of that stuff is true, because although those things are attractive to women, that's not what women really want, which I broke down in the Max Bible thoroughly, I would like to think. Well, only you guys can actually tell me whether or not I did a good job on that. You're the final judge. But that's not what a woman really wants. So our weakness as men, it needs to be fulfilled within yourself first. You need to admire yourself first. And I'm going to give you all a jewel. This is a jewel, man. This is a diamond. It's not going to sound that deep. It's really not. But this is a diamond, man. Once you get your principles in order, your standards in order, your life philosophy in order, and your program in order, this leads you into manhood. Because the average male never takes the time to define himself as a man. He just doesn't. He just goes with the status quo or what's acceptable. And you taking the time to do that, and I know a lot of men that read my book don't take the time to do it, and I honestly suggest you do. If you take the time to do that, I don't care if it takes you 6 months. It shouldn't take that long. But if it takes you 6 months to do it, it's worth it, because that's going to be with you for the rest of your life. It's something that you'll never have to worry about again. It's always going to be with you. And when you can stay in that state of manhood, this increases your confidence and your aura. So this is a jewel I want to give you. For those of you that do have, and I know we're all on different levels here. Some of y'all are very good with women. You have no problem getting pussy. Some of y'all are very uncomfortable around women. So we're all on different levels here. But I think any man that has experience with women knows it's not that hard to get a woman. It's not. It's not that hard to get pussy. It's not. But the problem is that you do want a woman that caters to you, respects you as a man, respects your judgments, respects your opinions, respects your standards, and respects your principles. Now, to make that happen is psychological. Remember, the game is all mental. The game is all mental. So if you want a woman to be more submissive to you, this is how you do it. And it starts very early in your relationship with the woman. I told you in the Max Bible that women are creatures of sound. Whatever you tell a woman, if they're honestly attracted to you, they want to believe what you say. They want to believe it. And this is where weak males mess up. Because they know they got two women on the side that they're dating, but they'll tell the new woman, I'm not seeing anybody. That's bullshit. This is what fucks a lot of males up. And they bring that upon themselves, so they have to deal with that. So When you tell a female something and she's honestly attracted to you, she wants to believe you. So when you say, baby, this weekend we're going to go to the movies, she's ready for it. She's waiting for it. She's looking forward to it. When you say, baby, you know, I'm working on such and such, getting a raise on my job, so I'm going to be spending some time, you know, doing a little bit extra study, get a little bit more proficient in what I need to do, she wants to believe you. She wants to believe you. Now, as a man, every time, you need to get yourself to the point that every single time you say something, something manifests. Right. I'm getting a lot of background noise from somebody. If somebody needs to mute their computer, please. But every time you say something, something needs to manifest. Something needs to happen. Something needs to happen. When you tell a woman you're going to take her out, you need to take her out. When you tell a woman you're about to work on a project, you need to be working on that project. When you explain a woman that you're running a certain program, you need to be running that program. Now, what does this do psychologically to a woman? Psychologically, through the repetition of this, this does not happen overnight. It takes a few weeks, it takes a few months. But the repetition of this... Okay, gotcha. Somebody needs to mute their computer. I don't know where all the noise is coming from. Now, when you say something, something needs to manifest. Every single time, it needs to manifest. Something needs to happen. And it's because the woman is expecting it. And she's paying attention to your overall behavior. Remember, this is a largely predicated on your behavior. She's paying attention to your behavior. So if you want a woman to take you serious, somebody needs to mute their computer, please. If you're in a loud place, just mute your phone or mute your computer so everybody can hear. All right, thank you. So every time you say something, something needs to manifest. Every single time. Because a woman wants to believe you. Women are creatures of sound. So it's the repetition of this psychologically over a period of time, a woman's going to take you serious. When you say, baby, we're doing this today, it happens. Baby, we're not doing this today, it doesn't happen. Baby, I need your help with this because I'm working on this. Whether she accepts it or not, helps you or not, you still go do it. Even if you try something and you're not successful with it, she'll still be like, dang, he tried. He really did try. Now, psychologically, this is what a Mac knows. Psychologically, he knows that over a period of time, again, this does not happen overnight, but she's going to start taking you very serious. So when you start asking your woman to do stuff, she's going to take you serious. When you tell your woman, I don't like that, or you just tell your woman no, and you always have to have a reason why. Always have a reason why. Always. Because she's going to question you about it. And you need to be able to explain it to, not in emotion, but you need to be able to explain it to her. Your reason why. So you have to have this worked out in your head already before you even open your mouth. Stay ahead of your woman. Stay ahead of your woman. You need to have this worked out. So when she questions you, you be like, well, A, B, C, X, Y, Z, this is why. And you give her the option. Accept it or reject it. But it's the repetition of this, man. Over time, when you speak, she knows you're serious. She knows you're serious because every time you say something, something happens. And the beautiful part about this is it requires no manipulation, no lying, no trickery, no deceit. It's a simple understanding of human psychology. Every time you say something, something manifests. This is what gets a woman to be more submissive to you. And this is where a lot of males mess up, because they say they're going to do something, they don't do it. They say they're thinking about something, they never revisit it. Like, oh baby, I'm thinking about starting a business. A year goes by. So the woman's coming to you like, oh, you still think about starting a business? You still think about starting a business? And then, you know, the average male, he gets emotional. Like, damn, you pestering me. No. She wants to believe you. So instead of opening your mouth, you should have all this stuff thought out first. That's not her fault. That's on you as a man. So again, let me repeat myself. This doesn't happen overnight. It takes time. But over 2 months, 3 months, depending on how close you are with that woman, you're not going to have a lot of problems out of her. When you tell a woman no, yeah, she's going to go into her little childlike state. She's going to bitch and whine. But she knows you're serious. She knows you're serious. Because of the repetition of it and the overall behavior of you as a man. If you don't get nothing else from this class, I want you to take that with you. This is going to help you. Because we want a woman from the top down. We want her mind first. We want her heart second. Then we worry about the body. If I'm dealing with a woman and there's nothing up in her head that I like dealing with, I don't deal with her. Period. I don't. You know what I'm saying? We go a little social outing. I'm talking to her. Because I don't deal with ghetto ass women. I don't. I don't deal with loud women. I don't deal with sass. I don't deal with back talk. I don't deal with none of that. If you can't speak to me in a respectful manner, I don't fuck with you. Period. That's a standard of mine. I don't fuck with you. I'll leave in a minute. Like, you know, well, you just turn me off. Have a good day. It was nice to meet you. I'm a gentleman. I'm not an asshole. But I'm not staying there. Period. You know, once you take the time to define yourself as a man and you can stand on that at all times, you're not going to have that many problems out of women, man. You're going to run into some stupid ones. You're going to run into some loud ones. You're going to run into, and they are going to test you. They're going to test you. They are going to test you. You know what I'm saying? But just as long as you know what you're thinking and you know what you're looking for, this is why the first half of the Max Bible, that's all inner game. Actually, the whole book is inner game. But specifically that first half of the book, that's all inner game. And I strongly urge you gentlemen, if you haven't done it, man, take the time to go through that stuff. Those are the most important chapters in that book. Even if you didn't have the other half of the book, all the, you know, conversation techniques, knowing how to deal with multiple women, even if you didn't have that, if you just developed your standards, your principles, your life philosophy, and your program, you can move and shake with that. You'll figure the rest out. And I'm saying, man, when you bring that authentic self, women can feel it. They'll feel it, man, because that's what they're looking for. They will change. It will completely change the way they talk to you, act around you. I'm not playing for the pussy. I want the woman. I want the woman. I want all the woman. Now, the good and bad, they come together. So when you get all the woman, you're going to get all her emotions, all her thoughts, all her behavior. But you're also going to get her in her entirety. This is where males mess up with their game. They playing for pussy. I'm going to play for pussy. The pussy's going to come. Matter of fact, like I said, they'll throw it at you. They want you to take it once they recognize the man in you. But you have to express that and be that at all times. All times. I tell a woman to her face, I'm like this every day, baby. From the time I wake up, when I'm eating, when I'm sitting on the toilet, when I'm asleep, I'm the same man all the time. And it's this consistency. This is what builds. There's five main needs of a woman. Her most important one is communication and security. Those are the two most important ones. All the other ones fall in line. So you have communication. You have security. You have providing. You have sex. And then you have entertainment. You being consistent in your behavior, this makes a woman feel very, very comfortable around you and very stable. She knows how to, once she gets used to your personality and the type of man you are, she opens up like a flower, man. And you have to listen. Because what you're listening for is how to fulfill those five needs in a woman. She's going to tell you. You don't have to guess. You don't have to try to piece the puzzle together. She'll tell you. She'll tell you. What she likes to talk about by what she talks about. She'll tell you how she likes to have sex. She'll tell you how she treats her man. She'll tell you how she treats relationships. She'll tell you what she likes that's entertaining and fun. She'll tell you when she feels secure or happy. She's going to tell you all this stuff. All you got to do is ask the right questions and listen. And what you're asking and what you're listening for are those five needs for that particular woman. They all have the five needs, but those five needs are fulfilled different in each woman. Sex, for example. For some women, sex is real simple. Some women, they into some really kinky stuff. Now, if that's not reasonable for you as a man, then you're never going to fully fulfill that need in that particular woman. So this is the stuff that you need to be asking her about when she gets comfortable with you. When she gets comfortable with you. This is the stuff that you start needing to ask her about. You don't need to guess. You know what I'm saying? You guys got the game. You know what you're supposed to be doing and why you're supposed to be doing it. Everything else comes through in your manhood. This is the power in the manhood. It's the power in the manhood. I was online. This was a couple months ago. I was online in one of the seduction communities. They call themselves players. All right, players, let's chop up some game. And I'm trying to explain to them that you guys are learning all these techniques, how to open women, how to approach women, how to close, how to get the pussy, how to isolate women. You guys are learning all these techniques, which is cool. That's fine. But if none of that stuff is backed up by the power of your manhood, that's like having a Lamborghini sitting in your garage with no gas. You can invite people over to come look at it. It's like, oh, don't my Lamborghini look nice? Can we take a drive? Well, I don't have any gas. It's like having a microwave. You know, the microwave sitting in your kitchen, it has the potential to cook. It has the potential to heat things up. But if you don't plug it into a light socket, it's not doing no good for you. And that's the same thing. Everything in the Max Bible, everything I'm telling you now, it works when there's power behind it. And that power comes from your manhood. You know what I'm saying? When I was really macking, I remember one time I used to stay in a townhouse. And I'm not saying this to brag or anything. I'm not a braggart. It's just not my style. But this is just the truth. I was sitting in the house, townhouse. Had two sofas. We had them over in the L shape. I had one woman. Had two women on one sofa. I was sitting down on the other sofa. Had another woman on the other end of the sofa. Then I had a woman laying down on my lap. And we all sitting there watching TV talking. Ain't nobody tripping. Ain't nobody acting crazy. You know what I'm saying? If this is the lifestyle that you want, you can get it. And again, I'm not saying that to brag. I just want you guys know that this stuff is possible. But it's all based on the power of your manhood. All of this stuff. One of the biggest problems when I teach this stuff is that guys often are so worried about what a woman's thinking. If I say this, what is she going to say? If I say this, what is she going to think about me? If I do this, is she going to look at me different? Spend so much time and energy trying to figure out what a woman's thinking. And I will tell you, I still to this day cannot tell you what a woman's thinking. I can't. I can pick up when they're lying to me. I can pick up when they're trying to get me to do something for them. I can pick up when they're flirting. I can pick up when they're upset. But I can't tell you what they're thinking. And I stopped trying a few years ago. The very definition of confidence, the very dictionary definition of confidence, is to be certain and sure in what you think, what you say, and what you do. That's the very definition of confidence. When you're trying to figure out what a woman's thinking and you can't do it, there's no confidence. You're breaking your own confidence. You're breaking your own confidence. I'm not saying don't give a shit about what a woman's thinking. That's not what I'm saying. All I'm saying is don't put so much weight on trying to figure it out. It breaks your confidence. But do you know what you can be sure? What you can be sure of? What you're thinking. What you're doing. What you're saying. That's where the confidence comes from. That's where the power of the manhood comes from. Stop putting so much weight about trying to figure out what a woman's thinking and move on what you're thinking. This stuff is not that difficult once you take the time to define yourself as a man. It's not that hard. And a lot of people make this stuff very, very complicated. And I've had emails, people that have read the Max Bibles, like, man, it's not that complicated. It's like, why are you looking for complication? The game was passed from mouth to ear. It was not written down. It was never meant to be complicated. How am I supposed to explain something to you and I'm making it complicated if it's passed from mouth to ear? This stuff is supposed to be simple. supposed to be easy to grasp. It's just about you taking the information and using it. If you don't use it, it's not going to do anything for you. It's useless information. It's useless. So just take it and use it. And the stuff I'm giving you now, because honestly, I was not going to publish the Max Bible, not to the public. I was not going to publicly publish that book. I wasn't. I was going to save that book for certain people. And I was like, well, that's the problem with the game now, because the game wasn't passed on properly. And I had to check myself and be like, I can't hold this. I can't hold this, man. So whoever's out there seeking it, that's going to take it seriously, they can get it.